Blog Talk Radio.
Into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York, We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com.
Oh, Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, there is none like unto thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would just like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28 verses 18 through 20 and Mark 16 verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Let us pray. O Lord, truly I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the course of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that you are the Lord of heaven and earth. In your sovereign power and love, you have entrusted me with many things. Thank you for this ministry and the opportunity to minister to your people. I claim my home as a place of spiritual safety for me and my family, and ask your protection from all the attacks of the enemy. As a child of God, raised up and seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places, I command every evil spirit claiming ground in my home, based on the activities of past and or present occupants, including me and my family, to leave and never return. I renounce all demonic assignments directed against my home, my family, and ministry. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to post your holy angels around this place to guard it from any and all attempts of the enemy to enter and disturb your purposes for me, my family, and ministry. I thank you, Lord, for doing this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I claim a victory in Jesus' name.
Glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch.
Tonight will be taken from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now let it will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, from whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, and all the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God even our Father, which had loved us, and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, we must be prepared for his return, which will be quite different from his first visit to the earth. He will not be coming back as a sacrificial lamb of God. He will be coming back to shake up the world. It will be an extraordinary event. These things have happened before, why not again? It is the fulfillment of Joel 2, verses 30 and 31, where the Lord says that in the latter days he will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillar of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. The day when he shall come to take vengeance on his enemies. The Lord is going to repeat the plagues of Egypt. They were literal. Why not the trumpet and vial judgment? The literalness of these judgments gives us key to the literalness of the book of Revelation. No less than 5 of the 9 plagues of Egypt are to be repeated during the tribulation period. This plague is the same as the 7th Egyptian plague. Exodus 9 verses 22 through 26 says, And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch forth thine hand toward the heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and brake every tree of the field, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ, and our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our lesson for tonight will be the understanding of the book of Revelation, and we will take a look at chapters 11 and 12. And if time permits, we will continue to the spirit world.
And to smite the earth with all plagues
as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people, and kindreds, and tongues, and nations, shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and an half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven, saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and has reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, shall small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings, and an earthquake and a great hail. Let us take a look at chapters 1 through 14. This is the same angel that was in chapter 10. John was given a reed that was like unto a rod to use as a measuring device. He was told to measure the temple of God, the altar, and them that worship therein. It is important to note that this is not the millennial temple, but the rebuilt temple that shall soon be constructed in Israel. Israel will soon rebuild this temple, probably next to the Dome of the Rock. This must be done because the Antichrist must sit in the temple and claim himself God. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 and 4, and Daniel 9, verses 27, refer to these things. He will also set up his image in the holy place. To understand what is about to transpire, we must review what has already happened. Upon the opening of the tribulation period, the Antichrist makes a covenant or agreement with the Jewish people. The white horse's rider, that is a man of war that comes in peace. Revelation 6 verse 2. For 7 years, there will probably be an agreement between the Palestinian people and the Jewish people. The Jewish people will probably agree to Palestinian statehood, and the Palestinian people will probably agree to give a piece of the Temple Mount for the Jews to build their temple. For 3.5 years, the agreement is kept. But then as we examine the scriptures further, we find that the Antichrist will renege or break the agreement. Verse 2 of chapter 11 speaks of the Gentiles' control of Jerusalem because of the broken agreement for the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, which is called the Great Tribulation. These two witnesses shall prophesy for 3.5 years. Each year in the Jewish calendar represents 360 days. Who are these two witnesses? They are probably Moses and Elijah. In Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6, the word of the Lord declared that Elijah would return from the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I believe the second witness is Moses. Some believe that it is Enoch and Elijah, because both of these men never died. Some say that because Moses already died, so he cannot be resurrected and die again. This is not so, because all the people that Jesus resurrected died again. There are things that Moses and Elijah did on the earth that would give further proof to the fact that they are the two witnesses. These witnesses should also perform similar things. One, shutting the heavens so that it would not rain. Two, power over the waters to turn them to blood. Three, plagues. Four, fire coming down from heaven. Five, dealing with false prophets. For 3.5 years, they shall prophesy, and no one will be able to hurt them. When the 3.5 years are over, and their testimony finished, the beast, which is the Antichrist, shall make war against them and kill them. Their dead bodies shall be left in the street for 3.5 days. The city is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt because the behavior of the people was like those of Sodom and did not like righteousness. Egypt is symbolic of the Israelites, Hebrews, in bondage to them. The people rejoiced because of the death of the two prophets of God, because they tormented them. After 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God raised them up on their feet, and a voice from heaven said unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, so all their enemies could see them. This voice that said, Come up hither, is probably the voice of Jesus Christ, as in Revelation 4, verse 1. An earthquake happened at the time in Jerusalem, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 men were slain. This time, those who were left gave glory to the God of heaven. We'll take a look at verses 15 through 19. When the seven trumpets sounded, John heard voices which began to announce or herald the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. This trumpet includes everything that happens up to Revelation 20, verse 3, including the vile judgments, the lightning, thunder, earthquake, and great hail are almost identical to the seventh vial. We appear to be having some technical difficulties, so we will continue with the lesson. The book of Revelation, chapter 12. We apparently have overcome.
I see that love flow.
Welcome once again. The House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. We will continue on our lesson tonight, the Book of Revelation, chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she at a place prepared of God, and they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth held the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let us take a look at the verses 1 and 2 in the book of Revelation. Through chapters 12 and 13, we will find what is called the seven personages, means persons of distinction. In the middle of the week is a seven-year period, a great wonder appeared in heaven, a woman in travail and in pain to be delivered. This woman in travail is Israel. Joseph's dream in Genesis 37 verse 9 gives further proof of the Jewish character of this. The child that the woman Israel was pregnant with was a promised seed or Messiah. Her travail was the many judgments and afflictions that this nation of people had to go through. The second personage was a great red dragon having seven heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head. This dragon is no doubt the devil. The heads, horns, and crowns are signets of the universality of his earthly dominion, and show the sevenfold perfection of his power, for he is the prince of the powers of the air, and the god of this world, according to Ephesians 6 verse 12, John 12 verse 31, John 14 verse 30, and John 16 verse 11. One third of the stars of heaven were being drawn by his tail. This represents the fact that one third of the angels, the stars, were drawn into rebellion from God by Satan's deception. Satan and these angels were cast out of heaven and sought to destroy the woman's child, who was the promised seed. This promised seed was to destroy or bruise the head, the authority of the serpent, Satan, Genesis 3 verse 14 through 15. Since that time, the devil has tried to destroy any way or anyone who could possibly be or bear the promised seed. Let us examine some of the ways he has tried to destroy the promised child. Caused Cain to kill his brother Abel, probably instigated the sons of God, angels, marrying the daughters of men, which would have polluted the human seed and disqualified any man from being the promised seed because of mixed flesh or blood. Because a pure 100% man sinned, then only a pure 100% man would be qualified to redeem mankind. No half man, half angel would qualify, and Satan knew this. God narrowed down the seed to Abraham, but the enemy tried to keep his wife barren. God promised a miracle of conception, and Isaac was born. Satan tried to keep Isaac's wife from conceiving, but one day seeds he did and bore two sons. Satan stirred strife between the twins, two sons of Isaac, named Esau and Jacob, but that did not work as it had worked with Cain and Abel. Jacob's seed bore Moses, and Satan caused Pharaoh's hearts to order all the male Hebrew children to be destroyed at birth. This still did not work. Instead, God raised up the deliverer of his people in Pharaoh's home. Herod was used by Satan to destroy all the male children under 2 years old in Bethlehem, believing he would destroy any king that was prophesied to take the kingdom, but not realizing he was the devil's instrument to destroy the one who was promised to come. He still failed because of a dream. This dragon or Satan had been trying to destroy the promised seed so that he could fulfill the prophecy of bruising his head, yet he could not. Verses 5 through 6. This man child was and is none other than Jesus Christ, who, as the second Psalm says, shall break them with a rod of iron. After his resurrection, he was caught up or ascended to the Father's throne. Here we have a gap in time of 2,000 years thus far. The woman, because she has birthed the Messiah, was now being hunted. Although this does not happen until after the war in heaven, God had John mention it here. This happens right at the halfway mark of the tribulation period, 3.5 years into it. God prepared a place in the wilderness for the woman to flee, and he feed her for the next 3.5 year period, or the great tribulation. Verses 7 through 12. At this time, there will be war in heaven. God's army headed by Michael and the dragon Satan and his army. Satan and his angels lose the battle and are cast out of heaven. Middle heavenlies, between earth and the heaven where God's throne is, onto the earth. Satan is not the god of the earth, but of the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Satan is the god of the world's systems, business, politics, false religions, and society. There will be rejoicing in heaven when Satan is cast out. But it will be very serious times for those on the earth. It will be at this time that Satan will incarnate himself in the Antichrist. Verses 13 through 17. After Satan is cast out of heaven, he comes after the Jewish people. The Jews are given two great wings of a great eagle to fly away into the wilderness. This wilderness is probably a place called Petra, which is located in the ancient land of Edom. We read in Daniel 11, verse 41, that Edom would escape out of the Antichrist's hands, and so the children of Israel find safety there. The dragon opened his mouth and sent forth water as a flood to cause Israel, the woman, to be carried away. But the earth held her by opening her mouth and swallowing up the flood. Water represents people, sea of humanity, for example. The devil will command from his mouth an army to come after that and destroy Israel, but some natural disaster will overtake them. Perhaps an earthquake or sandstorm that will swallow up the army. The dragon got very angry at the woman. after this and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, any Jews that were left in Israel or other nations now becomes the target of the Antichrist.
Thank you.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we conclude our lessons for tonight, the book of Revelation, chapters 11 and 12, I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. At this time, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 16, verse 24, He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I am going to ask you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. And as a reminder, Romans 3 verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6 verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 10 verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever afforded anyone. Why not accept Him now? I will ask you to just take a moment to reflect. And please don't let this opportunity pass you by. Right now I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that He died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I know that Jesus Christ can save me, and He is the only one who can save me. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised him from the dead. Dear Lord, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. I am sorry for my sins. Right now, I ask Jesus Christ to come. come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity and this privilege. And I submit to you tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I congratulate you on your commitment to Jesus Christ. You have just made the most important decision that you will ever make in your life, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. At this point, you may have some questions about being born again. This information will answer those questions and guide you in your journey toward the kingdom of God. While your physical body will die someday, your spirit is the part of you that will live forever. The Bible says that our souls and spirits are dead dark because of original human sin. God cannot stay in the presence of sin. The only way to remove the darkness and sin is to become born again. When you were born again, you became a new creature in Jesus Christ. This means that your old moral and spiritual condition completely passed away, and you were given an opportunity for a new beginning with Jesus Christ. This new birth is possible because God loves you, that He sent His only Son to die in your place for your sin. Because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice, you are no longer blind, lost, or living in darkness. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to peace and happiness. Salvation is not mental, it is of the heart. When you are truly born again, there is something in you that will cause you to be different. Your goals, your motives, your attitudes and actions will begin to change. While this does not mean that you will never make mistakes again, it does mean that you will not purposely or knowingly continue to sin. God's word is truth and life to your spirit. Your spirit needs to be fed and nourished. So it is very important that you become part of a regularly attended a Bible-believing church that is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, where the power of God is in action to feed the Spirit of God that is in the new you. We at House of Christ Ministries, Inc. would be honored to have you as part of this ministry. It is also important for you to learn God's Word by reading the Bible on a regular basis. Start by reading the book of John, then proceed to the book of Matthew, and then read the entire New Testament. It is also important that you receive sound teaching. We encourage you to become part of our ministry. Currently, we are an internet-based ministry. God is always with you. So praying to God in Jesus' name and talking to God will help bring you closer into His presence. Singing songs of praise to God and participating in fellowship with other Christians will help bring you closer into the presence of God as well. We are here to help you. We will answer questions and point you in the right direction. Please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Without regard to your past, you are welcome to the family of God.
For behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to pay every man according as his work shall be. Gonna take a church,
take a church
someday. So be watchful and be ready.
Watchful and be ready.
I hear my Savior say,
I hear my Savior say,
when the trump of God shall sound,
trump of God shall sound,
and the dead in Christ shall rise,
the dead in Christ shall rise,
all the saints shall rise up,
saints,
hallelujah,
to meet him.
Way up yonder, up yonder,
up yonder,
oh bless the name
God
of Jesus.
As my Jesus was about to depart from this earth, disciples, he appeared unto them.
Hallelujah.
They asked him, Master, please will you tell us, Lord, what shall the sign of your coming be? He said, let not your heart be troubled, my little children.
Just keep looking up.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, inviting you to tune in once again with us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.